Prepare to be blown away by Ben and Ralph. Dharma Wars begins in T-minus 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42.
Here we are. This is our show for this week, the final week coming up before.
This is our extravaganza of preseason, Lost Season 3. Spectacular.
The final episode before Season 3 starts. To just burn off everything that's before then so we can be ready with Lost content.
Yes, and so people know who we are. You are?
I am a benevolent Ben.
I don't know what that means, but
you are respectable Ralph.
I know what that means, so that's cool.
Yeah, it's better for you to know what you are than for you to know what I am.
And we are the Dharmalars, and we are a podcast, and you are listening to us.
Three facts in a row. So get ready for stuff like that. We're going to just hit you with facts. Boom, boom, boom.
Ben is wearing an orange shirt.
Mrs. Libby's car is green.
And Mrs. Libby's car is green. So... Let's get started. We have pretty much locked our show format.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to be fine with it.
And you know, if they weren't, they could just go fuck themselves.
Yeah, that's running theme with Ben, telling the listeners to go fuck themselves.
Well, I think anyone that stays around after that, you know, they're like hardened by fire.
I don't think you have to tell them, though, to go fuck themselves. Like they already know to do that.
All right. Well... For those of you that have stuck around and didn't turn us off and go fuck yourselves, welcome to the podcast.
Or those of you who are listening to us while fucking themselves.
Hey, man.
I hope we're doing it for
you. If that gets you there, then, you know, I feel like I've done something.
The show format is looking good, and that's going to start in less than in 2 weeks.
Oh, I thought you were going to do a countdown, and that's going to start in 3, 2...
No, that'll happen in a couple weeks when Lost starts up.
With the first episode?
A Tale of Two Cities.
A Tale of Two Cities. Not to be confused with The Sale of Two Titties. That's funny.
All right.
So since we're not doing a format today, we're just sailing away like we normally do. Then what's our first topic? What's our first...
Well, I was going to say, since Season 3 is about to start and we're going to have a whole bunch of new people interested in learning more about the show, Lost, and... searching for podcasts, that I figured this would be a great opportunity to introduce ourselves to new listeners.
Uh-huh.
And to our old listeners.
Give maybe a little something they don't know.
Kinda. Yes, who we are, where we're coming from, and essentially what our deal is with the TV show that we all know and love, Lost.
Lost, right.
I was trying to think of a funny show. But Freddy's... fuck Freddy.
That show that we all know and love, Lost. Which is what we were really going to talk about. Well, okay. Do you want to start? You want to tell everyone who Ralph is? Why you're so respectable?
No. No. Let's do it this way.
I assume we're starting with me, then.
No. We are starting with me.
Oh, okay. But I'm going to tell them about you?
Yes, go for it.
I'm going to fail this so miserably.
This is how I got into the show Lost by...
By Ben.
By Ben.
Okay, so here's the thing. Ralph has TiVo and roommates. And... That's not relevant yet, because the first time he noticed Lost was on the Saturday that was like 2 weeks after the pilot, where they started showing some repeats to kind of get people caught up, and he and Stevie were going to be going somewhere maybe, and they started watching the pilot, and Stevie was like getting ready, and he watched like 20 minutes of it, and then he said, he paused it and rewound it at the beginning and said, Stevie, come in here, you have to watch this, it's the show called Lost.
And then we didn't leave like we planned on leaving.
Instead of leaving,
it was after they had, it was week 2 of Lost airing,
on a Saturday, so they'd already been...
TiVo had recorded Lost on a Thursday. It was an encore presentation of the pilot part 1 and 2.
Okay.
The pilot part 2 had just aired the day before, and I had watched it on the Saturday.
Okay.
So I didn't really have that much, you know, catching up to do. I was pretty much...
You're watching basically the pilot.
Yeah, I was watching the pilot. Both parts, 2 days after those had aired.
Cool. What about me?
Well, Ben, who's a big Lord of the Rings movie fan, really liked the fact that there was going to be a sci-fi type of a show on a network television station, and that one of the stars from Lord of the Rings, Dominic Monaghan, if he was backing it up, seemed like an opportune thing, like opportune show for Ben to watch. Does that make sense? Opportune.
That's yeah, it was right. It was an opportune.
It was a good moment for Ben to like decide that he would mind checking out a show that interested him. So he watched it. I believe the night that the pilot part one aired, and I don't even know if he recommended it to me or not. My recommendation came from someone at work, and on that his recommendation, I said, okay, I'll TiVo it, and
yeah.
Ended up finally deciding to watch it a couple days later when there was nothing left to watch on TiVo, and when Stevie was getting ready to leave, so...
Yeah, that's basically it. I sat down and watched it the first night, and actually I had heard Dominic Monaghan on a local radio show like the day before talking about his character, and I was like, yeah, all right, I'll give it a shot. I'd seen like billboards, and I knew it was coming up, and I totally watched it the first night. I had to kick people out of the living room because they were watching an Angels game. I had to say, hey, guys, I'm going to watch this new show called Lost, so you can go watch the Angels game in the back.
That's close to postseason play.
It is.
You're an ass. That sucks. I would have never stood for that. Like, there's no way that. I mean, there's other TVs in the house to watch a network show when they're probably watching an Angels game on like a cable station.
Yeah, it was
because this was back when Anaheim Angels and weren't being played, you know, on
major markets. Well, at this time, I had already had the huge TV in my room, so Matt's semi-huge TV was in his bedroom, so it's not like I kicked them down too much. They were still watching it on like a 30-inch.
Right, they were there first.
Yeah,
right?
How many people were watching the Angels?
It's my
game?
House, Jocelyn and James, just two people.
It's not your
and
house.
Just
Jocelyn. My house for them.
Just Jocelyn and
oh,
James.
There were guests.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was just Jocelyn and James watching it, and me and Matt and Becky watched the Lost.
Got it.
Okay.
So I mean, like I said, Matt's old TV. How big is that thing? Like.
40 inches.
40. That, I mean, that's a big enough TV.
Yeah.
I didn't have TiVo at the time, so I had to make a hard choice. Maybe. Okay. Now you're getting to know me. That maybe I don't care for my friends that much.
And here's the thing: is at the time, at the time, I did have TiVo, and I was currently watching a fantastic show on NBC.
That's right.
Called Hawaii.
That's right.
Which I freaking love that show, Hawaii. I'm a big Michael Biehn fan.
In fact, Ralph is hoping to someday find a way to crack open his old busted TiVo.
I have the hard drive in my room, and I will recover those episodes of Hawaii. But it was funny because I got all my roommates at the time, it was Jeff and Kelly, they were all into watching Hawaii. Everyone loved it, but as soon as they got hooked on Lost, because they ended up individually watching Lost independently of me, and they got hooked on Lost, and it was an immediate, like, turning of their backs on Hawaii. I said, well, you know, I'm going to continue TiVoing Hawaii. If you want to go to Ben's house and watch Lost with me, then that's fine. But I'd really kind of like to keep those episodes of Hawaii because I really like them. And
yeah.
Everyone's like, fuck Hawaii, you know? We wanted you to TiVo Lost instead. Make that a priority. And I was like, But luckily, I have all the episodes of Hawaii
on a hard drive that you can't access just yet.
Because Hawaii got squashed by Lost.
Because, yeah, exactly.
So.
It's funny to think of two shows being filmed in Hawaii on the same year, because it's not many shows that get filmed there, you know?
Yeah.
So, too bad. So sad. But Lost is pretty awesome.
You should have seen Hawaii, though. You
I probably would have liked it. I like pretty much everything. That's another thing. Hey, get to know me. I like pretty much everything.
Ben likes pretty much everything except ladies.
I prefer slots. So what else?
That's it.
So we watch Lost, and now we like to talk about Lost.
How'd you get into podcasting? Or into, like, listening to podcasts?
From you, 100%.
Awesome. And I got into it by doing a podcast search on iTunes. And it's funny because I just typed in Lost in my podcast thing, and the first thing that popped up was the transmission, and I thought they were official. And then I didn't realize that podcasting could be done by pretty much anybody.
Yeah, he had to, like, Ralph had to show me what a podcast was. I was like, what the hell is all this business? And I actually listened to a couple of Scott and Steve episodes, and listened to some Jay and Jack's. I don't listen to them as much as Ralph does, because I don't have a lot of sitting at my computer time. I'm too antsy. Too fancy in my pants.
And your iPod was stolen almost a year ago.
Yes, my iPod was tragic. That's another thing, get to know me. My iPod was tragically stolen, and I don't trust humanity ever since. So for about a year now, I haven't trusted humanity. What about you? Do you trust...
I trust humanity a little too much.
That's right. Let's see. Maybe we can learn from each other in our buddy cop movie. How many days away from retirement is one of us?
Standards 14 days standard or 14, 2 weeks.
14 days, 2 weeks from retirement. Yeah, just about.
Or it could be your last day.
Yeah. That's almost as standard, really. So that's us. We also have Ryan in the room, as you guys that have been listening to the show know. Producer Ryan brings the laptop, sets it up, helps with the editing, helps with the connecting to the feed, provides a laugh track.
He kind of set up the laptop today.
Yeah, he opens it. He opens up the laptop, and he opens up the program that we use to record on. And he also futzes around. Like, we spend about 10 minutes before every podcast trying to get microphones to work, and then they never do, so we always record off the laptop.
So I'm shoulder to shoulder with Ben talking into a monitor while I watch a little green line go to a little red line that's too loud.
No, that's gold right there.
If I'm watching something, I want to interact with it.
It's not biofeedback.
I'm going to have to fucking check that sound level later on.
Yep.
Great. Or not. Fuck your ears.
Okay, so what else you got, man?
No, I got nothing. I have nothing else. I am done introducing me and yourself, and there's a couple things that I want to get out there right away, because this theory that I have, it seems to really be a big hit with the kids.
Yeah. I really like this
and
theory.
And I cannot... I'm going to have you give the theory, because I can't even... It was tough enough for me to type it all out.
Like, it wasn't those things where the theory is like such a flood in your brain that it was really difficult for you to let it out, but it hit you like a bolt of lightning?
Yeah, and I had trouble, like...
walking?
I had to do a lot of deleting and rephrasing when I wrote the theory down on the blog spot. And, but I figured that you... understand it enough to where you can explain it in words without stammering. So
I could probably take it. I mean, we do some theorizing here. Well, I'm not all about trying to figure out the show. I always say that it's not like every clue's out there.
We're more prediction guys.
Yeah.
Predictions are mostly...
Just some predictions, try to see where things are going. But mostly I like to watch a TV show and watch it unfold. So I'm not going to be looking for spoilers. I'm not going to be saying, if you add up the numbers, it'll tell you...
108.
There you go. Now it's all spoiled. Show over. Credits.
Nah. Yeah, so...
So here's Ralph's theory for season 3. And it has to do with who they took, who the others took. Well, who Henry Gale took.
Well, a lot of us, including some of the other podcasters, had a problem with, well, why wouldn't they take Locke?
Why would they choose to take these four people, and not even Hurley, to send him back and not take Locke? And it is like they're taking some of the most influential people, the A-Team, as Charlie calls them.
Mm-hmm.
They took Sawyer, who's the sheriff, Jack, who's the leader and doctor, and...
Kate, and...
Who's hot.
Hal and Mad Murdock.
And that's right. So the question became, well, why did they not take Locke? Because he's also a big influential player. Is it because he's maybe lost his faith? So Ralph's thinking, maybe it's not so much about who they took, but who they left behind, and they specifically left Locke behind because Henry Gale, fake Henry Gale, has already made inroads into influencing the way Locke thinks, telling him he needs to come out of Jack's shadow, telling him that he came for him because he's one of the good ones. So maybe the whole idea now is the others, through Locke, can influence what happens to the people left behind. And they can, now that Locke has... refound his faith, perhaps.
His faith was definitely tested in season 2.
Definitely.
And that all came to a head in the climax of his storyline.
Right.
In Live Together, Die Alone, where he said, I was wrong. Essentially, that's a pretty big statement on his whole journey in season 2.
Right. So...
his faith, it seems, is restored.
Yeah, exactly. It's a pivotal moment. So now the others, or Henry Gale, fake Henry Gale, can say...
I say Henry Gale. I don't say fake. He says he likes being called that. I like being called Ralph, so that's what you call me.
Okay.
Oh, that's not your name.
But you don't call me fake.
I don't call you fake, Ralph. Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. We could call him the White Henry Gale. I saw that people call him that.
Do they?
Yeah.
Okay, see, now here's the thing.
Pale. Some people say Henry
Pale. I think
Pale.
That's funny because I watch C-Lab.
Exactly.
But I'm sure the people listening might think that's not...
Might think that we're not thinking of C-Lab when we do that.
Yeah, because in C-Lab, there's two Debbies aboard C-Lab.
Right.
One happens to be African-American, and one happens to be white.
Caucasian-American.
Yes. I don't know. Go on YouTube, type in the word...
Black Debbie.
Black Debbie.
I'm sure that'll show it up.
Or White Debbie, and you'll see a very funny bit.
Yeah, so Henry Gale... Where Ralph is thinking is going to try to influence Locke and have him influence the others on the island. So it's like you take out three of the leaders, you keep one of the leader, and you tell him what to do, and therefore you're now leading, 30 people, 30-some-odd people through Locke. And then Ralph further thought, eventually Locke's going to realize that they're doing this, and because Locke has a huge thing with people telling him what he can and can't do, he's going to flip out.
Go ape shit.
Yeah,
or apeshit. I sent the on one of the forums. I just cut and pasted the theory, and because the forum has like an auto correct for curse words, like Alfred Hitchcock is Alfred Hitch Rooster. it said that Locke is gonna go ape nuts.
Oh, ape nuts!
That's my favorite cereal.
So that's
rough. I love ape nuts, dude.
You open the box, no apes, no nuts. What is the deal?
Who are the ant wizards who came up with that one?
Now, that's
my Adam Sandler doing his not Giants Jerry. Yeah,
that's Ralph's theory for something that might happen as a story arc in this season. Now, do you think that's going to be in the first pod or in the second pod, or do you even care?
Well, apparently, in the second episode, Locke does make an appearance with his wacky drawing of Alice the Goon.
Yeah, have you guys seen that? Okay, there's a.
Here's my theory, because things never go how I want them.
Right.
Like, when it comes to making awesome theories that put me at ease as to why they made decisions.
Evidence the prequel trilogy of Star Wars.
Yeah.
They didn't follow a single of one of your theories, which would have made them much better.
But anyway, I was thinking instead of the hostiles, I'm going to call them the hostiles.
Yeah, that's what Kelvin calls them.
Instead of the hostiles... doing this whole story arc with Locke and Locke's faith being restored due to the bunker exploding.
Uh-huh.
According to the picture, I think the bunker...
works on Venice Beach?
No, I think the bunker made him a re-re.
You think the bunker affected his, drastically affected his intelligence?
Charlie, Locke, draw something for you!
Locke love boars. It just goes hugging.
Charlie, give knife to Locke. Locke, go hunt.
What if Charlie gets to punch Locke in the face this season? Do you think that's coming?
You know what? Locke deserves a punch in the face.
At least one. Don't we all?
Has he been punched in the face yet?
He got his legs crushed. That's good enough, right?
Well,
no. He did get his legs crushed, but if Henry Gale walked up and punched him in the face, I think it would have been... well deserved.
Have you seen the promo with Henry Gale narrating?
No.
It's awesome.
I don't watch TV.
Well, I saw it on Lost Links. I saw it on LostLinks.net. And one of the promos.
Is it a sponsor?
What's that?
Never.
Oh, yeah. I was just. They give me $5 every time I say that.
Sweet.
So there's a promo out there Henry Gale narrating it.
That's cool. I'll have to check that out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But that $5, you can buy some more Darmalar's merchandise. You want to talk about that stuff?
I will. I will talk about that stuff.
You gave me two buttons,
they're
actually really cool. And I'm gonna buy myself some more.
I ordered a shirt for myself. Becky's wearing the shirt I got her right now. Becky's my girlfriend.
Ben's girlfriend.
Yeah, she's wearing a Darmalar's ladies shirt, which is very cool. And I also got a 10-pack of mini buttons and a 10-pack of regular buttons, and they're. I'm wearing one right now, the mini button. It got me some very good compliments at a cafeteria locally. And I looked down when I looked at it, and Ryan got all frantic that my levels were dropping. Trust me, it wasn't anything you want to hear. If you didn't hear what I just said, then you're fine.
Let's talk about levels some more.
Okay, and editing. Some of our favorite topics here.
So I really like the buttons. I mean, I recommend the buttons. And the shirt looked great. But, I mean, you know, hey.
Oh, yeah.
Buy our shit. It'll keep... All the money goes to the feed.
The feed on...
Because you don't... I mean, there's a couple podcasts that take donations... Did we go through this already?
We talked about the feed and stuff.
You know, donations, that seems... that just seems a little much. Just asking for money. But this way, you actually get something physical in return.
And you know that a portion of your proceeds are going to help keep it alive.
Yes. There you go. I mean, we're not going to let it die, but I mean...
Yeah, but still.
But they're actually really cool buttons.
Actually, you know what I need to do is I need to wear that shirt and one of these buttons and take a picture and put it on the MySpace page like I said I would.
Do that.
So I'll take care of that. By the time you hear these lines, it'll already be on there. That's a promise.
I'll bet you it's not.
A bad promise.
I'll bet you it's not up there by the time you listen to this.
Why, are you going to get this done before I get home?
No, I'm going to delete the picture that you post on MySpace.
Damn it.
You're screwed, dude. You better be on your computer.
Well, I just lost that bet.
Yep. $5 bet. I'm going to go buy some buttons.
And scene. We've gotten it back to the center. Okay, so what else we got over here on your little notepad?
No, this notepad has nothing. I have literally no notes.
Oh, okay.
The only thing I have written on my notepad that has anything to do with Lost, it says, if you are reading this letter, I must be dead.
Is that what you wrote on your 20?
I don't know if I heard that in a Lost episode, yeah, or it has to do with Penny.
He wrote the...
Yeah, it's Penny's note.
What about Black Henry Gale? He writes something on that 20.
Oh, that's what it is. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I don't understand that. You know what? I'm going to put in like a million letters in my pockets at any given time. If you're reading this, I'm dead. But then each one will be specific to a different person. Ben, if you're reading this, it means I'm probably dead. Keep the podcast alive and get Ryan to do it with you.
You know what? I mean,
on an unrelated note, get Ryan to do it with you.
That's got to be like... Get that tattooed on the inside of your heart or something. If you're reading this, I may be dead. It kind of sounds like a bumper sticker, too. If you're reading this, you're too close, and I may be dead.
I'm so fat, I killed two people. I listened to our first episode the other day.
Did you? What'd you think?
It was about as good as this one.
All right, so... We're excited about the third season coming up. I think everyone who listens to the show or talks about Lost is excited to have new episodes.
Did you say a boot?
A boot?
Yeah.
Just said a boot after slamming our Canadian listeners.
I'm reaching out to Kim and T-Dot. That was a white flag right there. That was olive branch.
It's like should be a golden spike. That should be the railroad. You guys should meet in the middle and hammer a thing in the ground.
So yeah, now that we've reached out, we can connect. Everyone's excited about season 3. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the new format. You know, I've been watching the season 1 and season 2 on DVD.
Season 2 is a million times better when you just watch it straight through.
Exactly.
Michael doesn't seem as fucking crazy.
Yeah.
When you could see his progression back to back, but when, you know, they set it up and then you have a 6-week break, then 2 episodes, then a week break, you forget stuff like that.
Yeah, I've been watching it and I'm just blown away by what a different experience it is. And there's a lot of people who catch up to Lost not watching it on TV. Yes. Like, I think the DVD market is really helping to bring more and more viewers every year.
I'm helping!
I love you! So,
C-Lab.
Another C-Lab reference there, so...
On it, Mike. Find them all. Post them.
Our C-Lab 2021 and our Lost podcast have merged.
I sent a message to Mike Campbell, and I told him, I said, dude, I don't know why I have this urge to... Not only just throw references out there, but sometimes call him out on them.
Yeah.
I just like, you know what? How about this? Let's see how smart you are.
It's because Mike Campbell to you is like a gunslinger in the Old West. And every reference has to go to him to see if he's as fast as they say he is.
I just want to see if I'm better than he is.
Well, save that for another time. We'll find that'll be the big finale. That's our podcast finale. Who's better? Ralph will just unleash like 30 references. We'll see if Mike Campbell.
I'm trying to think of references right now, but I have nothing.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's...
I lose. Good day, sir. That's an easy one for Mike Campbell to figure out.
Amy in Little Rock sent us a list of questions, and I answered them about the same day she sent them. I transferred them to a Word document and answered them, and I thought, this is great. And I printed them out, and I put them in my back pocket, and I kept them in my back pocket of my jeans.
Which you didn't wear today.
Which I didn't wear today, so I have no answers for Amy's questions.
We'll post those up on the MySpace page, yeah, along with my answers, because I've yet to answer them. I've been busy with some new things going on with this feed that you're listening to, Malcolm Was Ass, Kimberly's Lost Diary, and us, the Dharma Wars. So, unfortunately, I haven't got to that, but we'll get that up by the time you hear this.
Yeah, so by the time you hear this, there'll be pictures and blogs aplenty.
Yes, yes. and let's talk a little about how to get in contact with us.
Okay.
Speaking of the MySpace page, which would have been a better transition, but here we go. MySpace.
Speaking of segues.
MySpace.com. MySpace.com/Dharmalars.
We stopped doing the slash
jokes. That's kind of like our main hub of us, specifically.
Yeah.
And that's, I just put up a link today for the Lost Podcast Network.
Cool.
How
does that work? Does that take you directly to iTunes, or?
It takes you to the Lost Podcast Network page, and now they have this thing where they're playing, you can, like, it'll update all the podcasts, on a little player that's on that page.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah, so check that out.
Okay, so that link's on our MySpace page.
Yes, and they should hopefully have a link back to us. Also, the Frapper map is my favorite thing.
I like it.
I like the Frapper map.
Frapper is spelled F-R-A-P-P-R, and it's frapper.com. .com. And Carol Channing just loves it. It's Carol Frapper. Channing. Frapper.com/Dharmalars, okay. And you can go put a pin in it, let us know where you are, and I like it too. It's cool.
I don't know. Every once in a while, I just go on the map and just see it like, oh, today we have 42 people, and I try to figure out who the new people are.
Yeah.
And
what city or state crazy. Or country
like,
they're in.
Like, somewhat, there's people in Australia.
Yeah.
Right now, in Australia, someone is hearing me say, people in Australia.
And I wonder if they're freaked out.
That's crazy.
Don't look around, people in Australia, because we're right behind you.
Crazy. We also have the Dharmalar store at Cafe Press, which is also on the MySpace page. And I have secured the cafepress.com/myalchemwithsass.
Oh, sweet.
So I'm going to talk to Craig about that and look into our new logo and some of the stuff we're doing with him and see if we can't get you some Myalchem merchandise.
Which would also be cool, yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
So,
and then there's the Dharma line if you want to drop us a call. I see we have like 3 or 4 calls in there.
We have 3 calls so far.
Are we going to put them on today?
We're going to put them on today. We're going to put them on at the end in our segment, You All Everybody.
A loving tribute to the transmission.
Yes.
And if you want to call the Dharma line and leave us a message, feel free. Feel free.
It's feel free.
If you want to be free about it, then feel that way and leave us a message at 206-338- 4261. It's the Dharma line.
That's the Dharma line. And that goes to our Gmail account, which is dharmalars@gmail.com. And it's awesome. We're going to play those messages.
We'll play those messages at the end. Just call in with whatever you want to say.
We will play anything.
I'm not going to listen to it.
I'll play death threats.
Shit.
I'll play shit.
Death threat.
So anyway, guys, I'm thinking today's a short show.
Yeah.
I'm happy with this. This is great.
Okay.
Just kind of a touching base with everyone.
Oh,
no,
we got to talk about Crank. Real
Do you
quick.
Want to talk about
we
Crank?
We have to talk. If it's our favorite film of the year, then it's, yeah.
It is my favorite
On film average, of the year. Between me and Ralph, it's our favorite film of the year. Crank, it's probably in theaters right now. Go see Crank.
Go see Crank.
Jason Statham.
I don't have anything to say about Crank.
That's all.
Other than just go see it.
Well, they should know. I mean, like, we always tell them about what movies we're seeing and what we're up to, and we'll let them know that this is a movie that we saw that we both really enjoyed. And go check it out.
Yes.
It's rated R.
It's rated R for awesome.
Yeah, exactly. For intense sequences of awesome. And a teen party.
It could be rated R for something that's not starting with the letter R. Why
that's
are you
true.
Laughing at?
Like River Murders. Wait, no,
it is rated
work.
R for awesome.
Look it up. Look it up on the MPAA. For awesome.
for extreme violence and awesome.
Did you see that Charlotte's Web got its rating?
What is it?
Rated PG for some pig.
Okay, MPAA jokes.
All right.
We like to read the ratings for movies and see what the rating is for. And some of my favorites are Nonstop Ninja Violence.
A team party. Team partying.
A fight. And, of course, some pick. So, yeah, those are fun.
You know what I thought about talking about this week is this rivalry that's going on in the podcast community between us and another podcast.
Really?
Yeah, you guys probably heard some rumblings about us on a different podcast, and I took it as a direct slam, and I'm thinking of starting a pretty heated rivalry with another podcast starting right now.
Well, shit, I'm going to stand by. Like,
and you're probably thinking it's someone else, but it's not.
Who is it?
I'm having some problems with my aqua sass.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if you heard their last episode, but it sounded like those guys were making fun of us.
Oh,
they did a review on our Christmas episode or holiday episode, Extravaganza. And they were talking about our packaging design as if they were making fun of us. I took it as a direct slam.
Our packaging design?
Our packaging design
the
conversation.
The design of our packages?
No. We were talking about the packaging design of Lost Season 2 DVDs.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they were talking about the packaging design of Darmalars.
Oh, man. I have to listen. Like I said, I don't get enough computer time.
So I think the fight should start here.
All right. A bitter rivalry.
Send your calls on why Darmalars is better than My Aqua Sass and why they totally blow.
And send them to the My Aqua Sass line. Clutter their line.
At 206-333-1530. And tell them they're a bunch of dickholes.
So the rivalry has started.
Yeah,
the gauntlet is thrown.
Fuck those guys. I don't care if we're on their feed.
You don't care if they're totally awesome dudes.
So Craig and Ryan, not our Ryan, who's awesome, but they're Ryan. Craig and Ryan, tell them how much they're doo-doo heads, and tell them that Dylan shouldn't come back because he's also a pee-pee face.
No, Dylan escaped because he's the only good one.
No, but he's back. They suckered him back in, apparently.
So they faked him out.
Only for like a month or so, but anyway.
So the rivalry starts here. That's funny that you said it's not who I think it is.
Because we all know who
we all know who you think it is.
And no, it's not Jay. We like Jay.
Yay. I like Jay.
I like Jack.
You know what? I like Jack.
I like
throw
Jack.
That one out there.
I like Jack. And, oh, man. Okay, here's a couple things real quick. With Jay and Jack, they just put up a video.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, they did a video cast.
No, this is actually, I'm talking about a more recent video cast.
Oh, but we should talk about ours, too.
Where they got Jorge and Daniel Day Kim to sit down with Ryan, another Ryan.
Third Ryan?
You don't know. From the transmission to do an interview.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's really cool. I recommend you guys check it out. I know you guys are all itching to watch some Lost content. Go over there, check that out.
Yeah.
And then check out the vidcast they did before that with starring the Darmalars.
Yeah, we had a little piece.
A special guest.
Yeah, so their vidcast, they were looking for contributors, and we did a video contribution. It's been a while since we made a video.
It is. And this is the first Darmalars video.
So yeah,
not saying that there's going to be more, but I'm just saying it's the first time that happened. What did you think of it?
You know,
you acted in it, but you didn't really get to see it until the finished product.
Was it what you expected? It worked out exactly like I wanted it to. I thought we did all right. I mean, we were obviously using a bit of an older camera than we sometimes do when we make videos.
But that's kind of
what it helped with the format. Yeah. So I thought it was fun. You know,
it was a lot of fun. Let us know what you guys think.
JayandJack.com.
Say how awesome it is. Yeah, go to JayandJack.com. Tell them, say, hey, those Dharma guys are awesome. And
don't start a rivalry with them,
keep
though.
Keep doing stuff with them, because they're so
awesome.
We
only have one rival. Those fucking Scott and Steve fuckers.
That's the Jay and Jack line at 206 309-0311.
This guy knows all the phone numbers.
I know all the phone numbers.
You're like a Rain Man.
I am like a Rain Man, but I only know things that I really don't need to know.
Like he really needed to know how many toothpicks were in that box. That was a survival thing.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Unlike Rain Man, I don't know everything that I need to know.
Anywho, So anyway, guys, we're gonna do so out of here. We're gonna take off. We are going to finish up the show here, and we're going to leave the rest of the show to the three people that called in. Thank you very much. I don't think I got a single name when I listened to them.
I didn't listen to them yet because I thought I'd just hear them on the podcast.
You will just hear them on the podcast in a couple seconds.
All right. So from beautiful Southern California, where it's always sunny. Yeah, it's probably sunny. I mean, Ralph's got the window shade drawn right now, so I can't verify.
It's so nice and dark in here.
Yeah. So from all of us here at the Dharma Lars, I'm Ben. Thanks for coming along.
And I'm Ralph. I don't have a one-liner this week.
You don't want to come up with one real quick?
All
right, so from all of us at the Dharma Lars, those people need air, Cohagen.
Did I do that one already?
Did you?
No. So, from all of us in Southern California, where it's always sunny outside, except for now, because the shades are drawn. Now you say it. I like it dark.
But, you do like it dark. That's how you like your chocolate?
I love dark chocolate.
All right.
From all of us in Southern California, where it's always sunny.
That's right.
Sunny, sunny, sunny.
Sunny, beautiful Southern California.
I said sunny, sunny, sunny. Mike Campbell. No, Ryan, don't raise your hand. I know you know where it's from. I'm calling Mike out on this one.
All right. So, yeah, thanks.
The end. All right, guys. Enjoy your week. We will see you for the premiere of season 3.
I'll be on my couch waiting with girlish anticipation.
And listen to my Massats, because they actually said on their podcast to listen to us.
All right, so
we'll be nice.
Is the rivalry
them.
Over? Is that it?
No, dude, are you kidding me? I'm going to call the Sass line right now.
All right. Hey, before you guys watch the new Lost, I'm sure you'll get a chance to watch Bones, Prison Break, Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip.
Hey, Scott and Steve, I think your podcast smells like caca.
And on that highly successful burn, that's it for the Dharma Lars. I'm Ben, and I'll have to break your kneecaps if you bastards touch my car.
What movie is that from?
It's from Roadhouse, right?
I don't know many Swayze movies.
I don't know if it's actually from Roadhouse or if it's from Crow T Robot's Patrick Swayze Christmas song about Roadhouse.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
It is.
Too bad it's not a Christmas episode, because I would have played that. All right, guys, I'm out of here. Ben, you're out of here.
We're out of here.
Keep in touch, and let's take it away to our first ever segment version thingy of You All Everybody.
Enjoy.
Hey, guys, great podcast. It's Coupole, New York. About 7:00 in the morning on Thursday, unfortunately, I'm already here at work and listening to your podcast, the holiday special, Christmas time, hilarious. Yeah, I think this is great. I have the season 2 DVD, and I checked out that Lost Connections thing too, and I felt the same way. Fuck this shit. I'm not gonna sit here and spend hours and hours. But fortunately, every day I get home from work, I find myself drawn to that, and I do a little exploring. It's pretty interesting. There's that one connection with Jack that has that grainy image of it looks like a little kid putting his hand up and then putting his hand down. And then when I found my way to, I think it was Claire, there's the same image. So I wonder what that means, but I'm sure we won't find out anytime soon. Anyway, talk to you guys soon. Bye.
Dharma Lars rock. Wannabe actuary out.
Namaste. This is the ineffable. I just want to thank you for your podcast. I'm really enjoying your show. Haven't really called in before, but that's all right. Just want to throw a couple theories out there. Rose, is she a remote viewer? She was pretty sure about Bernard not being dead when she was in that little trance on the beach at the beginning of the show. Also, I want to throw out there the timeline as far as the island and was it Carlton Cuse or David Lindelof thing in their Comic-Con Q&A. Saying that time doesn't really react the same on the island as it does in real life. Paraphrasing. Maybe the time on the island is slower than in reality. Would that extend life extension. You know, the monkey Chup might have been a native to the island. Maybe it's only 35 years old. And compared to reality, it could be 105 because time is slower on the island. Just throwing that out there. I love you bastards. Keep it up. I'll be listening.